local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 70, but it's like a cool 70.
Yeah, it felt refreshing.
Yeah, refreshing 70 outside. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up with our forecast in just a second. I know this. I do not see a 90 for a high. I see a number below 90 for a high. Dr. Bill will fill in the details. Cut up in just a second. Right now, we'll check them right in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery traffic show, they've been doing some overnight repaving on I-65 just north of Highway 43. The right lane's been closed, but should be open within the next few minutes. They're wrapping it up. As morning traffic starting, it looks good with no new wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square in downtown Mobile. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, here at Patch Jewelers.
We're at 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly will get headlines in just a second. Also, court hearing this afternoon for the Ladd People's Stadium mass shooting suspect. We'll give you details on that. Plus, shots fired at Mobile County Sheriff's deputies yesterday and a toll amendment proposal. What could that mean for future moves for tolls in Alabama? Details on that on the way. And Kelly has more headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A known sex offender living in our area arrested for failing to register once he moved back to Alabama and for being in possession of firearms, sex toys, and fetish items. 57-year-old Bobby Bible of Foley was arrested and charged with being non-compliant with Alabama's Sex Offender Registration and Community Notification Act. Bible registered in Alabama in 1999 and moved to Georgia and then had since moved back to Alabama. According to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, since Bible did not register as a sex offender upon his return to Alabama, Summerdale police served him with a search warrant and searched his home in Foley. Investigators are currently working with the Department of Human Resources to determine if additional crimes were committed while two children under the age of 18 were staying at his home. Bible has been charged with failure to register, two counts of prohibited residence location, and four counts of unlawfully possessing a firearm. Happening right now, an investigation into the death of an inmate housed at the Donelson Correctional Facility. The Jefferson County Coroner's Office has identified that inmate as 35-year-old Stephen Edward Davis. The Alabama Department of Corrections released a statement saying, quote, on the morning of October 4, two Donelson correctional officers say inmate Davis rushed out of his cell, brandishing one prison-made weapon in each hand and attempted to strike an officer. After repeated verbal commands and the use of standard methods to disarm the inmate, Davis refused to comply. At that time, correctional officers applied physical measures to defuse the threat in order to remove the weapons from the scene and secure the inmate. Davis was taken to the infirmary and subsequently airlifted to UAB. He was serving a 20-year sentence with 5 years to serve. He also was sentenced to 60 months in jail for third-degree theft of property. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7.
C-Spire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. C-Spire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
C-Spire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. C-Spire Business, customer inspired.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. A man is in custody after firing shots at Mobile County deputies. It happened last night on Marcus Circle West just after 10 o'clock. Captain Paul Burt says the deputies were responding to a report of shots fired. When they arrived, the suspect was still armed with a gun and shot at the officers. That suspect was tased and then arrested. No one was hurt. Happening today in Santa Rosa County, voters will head to the polls for a special election. They'll be deciding on a new 1-cent sales tax. If the tax is approved, it would replace the current half-cent sales tax. It would bring in about $180 million of revenue. Most of that money would go towards construction and improving roads in the county. In northwest Florida, Escambia County deputies need help finding two missing teenagers. 13-year-old Jocelyn Rush was reported missing Sunday. She was last seen at her home on Truman Avenue. 16-year-old Trenton Powell was last seen on September 30th near University Parkway. He wasn't reported missing until October 4th. If you know where either teen is, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
Tammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a proud sponsor of Bras Across the Causeway 5K Run and Fun. Join us this Saturday at 8 a.m. at Mayor State Park. All proceeds directly benefit Providence Hospital Breast Cancer Outreach Fund. Join Cammy for the 5K Run. Fun, family, and food all for a great cause. Cammy will be serving up warm waffle ice cream sandwiches and pink champagne punch. It's Bras Across the Causeway this Saturday at 8 a.m. at Mayor State Park. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream, 50 years and still dipping.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Three of four MLB teams escape elimination in their playoff division series. The San Francisco 49ers dominate on Monday Night Football, and Zion plays his first game as a New Orleans Pelican. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Four teams were on the brink of elimination in Major League Baseball division series yesterday. Three of the four won their games and live to play another day. Yadier Molina was the hero for the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 4 in St. Louis. Molina hit an RBI single in the bottom of the eighth to tie the Cardinals at 4 with the Atlanta Braves, and then came up big again in the bottom of the 10th.
Teron deals. Molina in the air. Left field. Duvall's got a great arm, but that is deep. Wong ready to run. He tags. Here he comes. Duvall's throw. No chance. And the Cardinals have won Game 4.
That's the walk-off call from TBS. It sets up a winner-take-all Game 5 in Atlanta on Wednesday afternoon. The Braves are trying to advance to the franchise's first National League Championship Series since 2001. It's been 18 years. Mike Foltynewicz will start for Atlanta, while Jack Flaherty gets the call for the Cards. In the other National League Division Series, Ryan Zimmerman hit a three-run homer, and the Washington Nationals forced Game 5 in L.A. with a 6-1 win over the Dodgers.
In the air to left center field, hit pretty well. Bellinger goes back, leaping, it's gone! Ryan Zimmerman, a three-run shot!
Bad call from Ernie Johnson on TBS. Max Scherzer pitched a heck of a game for the Nats. He started and went seven innings with seven strikeouts and only one earned run. Game 5 is on Wednesday night. In the American League, Tampa Bay tied a franchise record with four home runs in a 10-3 win over Houston. Here's outfielder Kevin Kiermaier's three-run homer put the Rays ahead 3-1 in the bottom of the second.
Reinke's 2-1 pitch. A high drive to deep right center field. Back goes Reddick. Back near the wall.
That was MLB Network. Zach Greinke started on the mound for the Astros and was hammered by the Rays, giving up 6 runs in 3 2/3 innings. Houston leads the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at 6 in Houston. The New York Yankees became the first team to advance to the championship series. The Bronx Bombers hit 2 homers and finished a 3-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins with a 5-1 win. Here's Yankee manager Aaron Boone after the win.
The way we played tonight was championship caliber baseball. I mean, you know, we scored 5 runs. It was tough for us a little bit offensively, but obviously putting up 5 runs is a good night.
They'll face either Houston or Tampa in the ALCS. On Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers jumped out to an early lead and remain undefeated after beating the Cleveland Browns 31-3. The Niners put up 7 on their first offensive play of the game.
And he's got this running game working, as you see with Matt Breida. And look at the speed on Breida. What a way to start it. 83-yard touchdown.
Head call from ESPN. The 49ers defense sacked Baker Mayfield 4 times and handed him his worst game as a pro. Mayfield only completed 8 of 22 passes for 100 yards with 2 interceptions.
Once again shows, I think, for us, just got to do our job. The inconsistency is killing us right now.
San Francisco forced 4 turnovers, with Richard Sherman and Kawan Williams each earning interceptions, and Mayfield along with Odell Beckham Jr. each coughing up the ball once. The 49ers are 4-0 now. They're one of only 2 remaining undefeated teams in the NFL alongside the New England Patriots. Zion Williamson donned a New Orleans Pelicans jersey for the first time in a live game last night as the Pelicans faced the Atlanta Hawks in a preseason game.
Pelicans come away. Lonzo on the bounce. Holiday, give and go to Zion. Two-hander.
Zion had some backboard shattering dunks and showed his strength, picking up 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists in 28 minutes of playing time. The Pelicans won the game 133-109. Coming up Saturday, October 19th, it's time for Try the Gulf on Dolphin Island, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority. Try the Gulf is sanctioned by the U.S. Triathlon Association, consists of a 600-yard swim in the Gulf, a 16.7-mile island and bridge bike, and a 3 1/4-mile island run, and that's mostly off-road on the golf course fairway, so easy on the knees there. Awards will go to the top 3 overall male and female finishers. If you want to register for the 4th annual Try the Gulf, visit trythegulf.racedirector.com or head to mobilesportsauthority.com for more information. 618 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit biased, but what a beautiful time to be at Dolphin Island. I mean, just fantastic.
Especially now that you said it's not supposed to hit 90 today.
Today's high. Mm. We'll talk to Dr. Bill Moore about this at 6:35. But if I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm looking at the update here. 88.
Ooh.
I don't see a 9 in the high.
So an even better day to be on the island.
No joke. All right. 6:19. Be right back.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Attention on deck. This is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident off 45 or St. Stephen's Road in Lot Road. Just happened a few minutes ago. No injuries involved, but it is going to slow up traffic as they've called for the wreckers. Looks good. It's the traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems from the Eastern Shore. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight, weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. That's a story that could only, I would think, I'm going to say it, could only exist in like a big bureaucracy world, a big government world. A guy who, okay, here's the story. It's an MTA worker in New York who was fired several years ago.
Okay,
so he's fired. But he's been showing up on payday to get his check for the last 4 years.
Oh, man. So he actually got a promotion then?
To the tune of about $250,000. Okay, here he is. Oh, guys, my age. 47-year-old Ronald Berry. Ronald, I wish you would have given me some ideas here. I'm a dummy. I actually figure you got to show up to work to get a check. 47-year-old Ronald Berry used to work as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York.
Okay, that can't be a fun job.
Until he got fired a few years ago. No one apparently told payroll. So for the last 4 years, Barry kept showing up on payday and collecting a paycheck. Now he's not going to work. He's just, and at that time, they've paid him $250,000. When he went in last Thursday to get his checks, the cops arrested him. That didn't work so good. Ronald says he didn't think he was doing anything. Sorry, come back here. Compose myself. Ronald said he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Mm. He claims he went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma, and he thought the paychecks were legit. His pay stubs listed his hours, which he knew he didn't work, but he claims no one ever told him he was fired, and it's the MTA's fault, not his. So for 4 years, he had just show up, and the fault is on both of them. Obviously, Ronald Berry is a criminal, if this is true.
Yeah, clearly.
Fraud. But how about MTA, who they fire a dude, and for 4 years, they issue a paycheck for him that he comes and collects, and they list the hours the guy works, even though he wasn't working. Who's clocking in the hours?
Yeah, I've got some serious questions here. Clearly, somebody, a coworker, was in on this with the man. And second, how fortunate do you think he felt when he showed up for that first paycheck after he was fired?
How would you show up? How would you come check?
I don't know.
Like, if I was fired, I don't think I come back 2 weeks later or whatever and go, it's payday.
Not Ronald.
No, not Ronald. He got about $250,000 for not working.
And that seems, maybe I need to divide it by four, but that seems like a lot of money for a subway cleaner, $250,000.
New York, New York. 624, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Dothan grandfather's accused of leaving his grandchild in the vehicle while he went shopping at Sam's Club and temperatures were 95 degrees. 41-year-old Jamichael Damon Williams was released on Saturday on $18,000 bond on charges of torture or willful abuse of a child and harassment after being held earlier that day in the Houston County Jail. That's according to records, which show that Williams, quote, left his 8-month-old infant grandchild unattended inside a hot vehicle at Sam's Club. Police confirmed that, quote, another customer spotted the infant as she was walking through the parking lot. Law enforcement was notified, and once the officer arrived on the scene, the baby was retrieved from the vehicle and taken to a local hospital for treatment of dehydration. The child is expected to be okay. Happening right now, authorities are investigating a failed murder plot involving an Alabama woman. Shannon J. Jones of Center Point in Jefferson County was charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder and two counts of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. This is involving two incidents on Friday and Sunday in Illinois. Jones was arrested by police there in connection with the failed plot to murder two people. In the first incident, Jones and another person allegedly tried to poison the victim's drink. That's according to police. While the victim did become ill, no lasting effects of the poisoning were believed to have occurred. Jones and her co-conspirator allegedly then tried to bludgeon another victim to death at a home in Illinois as well. The victim was able to escape the home and was not seriously injured. Police confirmed that Jones and the second suspect allegedly planned the murders over the last several weeks. Police say that additional arrests are expected in this case. Bond has been set at $500,000 and the investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 626, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Yeah, I have two reasons to get into Halloween chat. Number one, it seems to be everywhere in the news right now. And number two, I have a 9-year-old son who on the way back from, because we had a Halloween-themed Cub Scout meeting last night, and on the way back from Cub Scouts, it was much discussion.
Spooky.
About Halloween. Much what, discussion. I was like, son, that's like weeks away. He's like, Dad, we have to get ready.
Can I ask, or is it a surprise? What's he going to be?
He doesn't know yet.
Okay. There's plenty of time.
I have my wife's very talented. We make a lot of costumes because he comes up with stuff from, what was it? Two years ago, there's one of the video games. It's a Plants vs. Zombies. Plants vs. Zombies, he plays. And he was made into a pea shooter, like a pea pod head that shoots out. I don't know much about the video games.
Me neither.
But using helmets and paper mache created the... But yes, it's Halloween talk. And coming back, it has cycled around again this year. A petition to change Halloween. No more the 31st. I'll tell you what they want to do coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Happening today, the 17-year-old accused of shooting 9 people at Ladd People's Stadium in August will be back in court for a preliminary hearing. D'Angelo Parnell is charged with 9 counts of attempted murder. He's accused of firing shots at the LaFleur-Williamson game August 30th. Police say Parnell was not the only shooter. Ballistics showed 2 guns were fired from 2 locations. The other shooter has not been caught. Fire officials in Santa Rosa County say a wildfire that's been burning since Sunday afternoon is now about 70% contained. It covers a small area off East Bay Boulevard near Navarre, and crews are working to keep it from spreading in these extremely dry conditions. We're told no homes are in danger right now, and firefighters could be on the scene for days to make sure the fire doesn't flare up again. Mobile Bay Keepers investigating a sewage spill in Loxley. Nearly 269,000 gallons of sewage was released into Fish River Sunday night. Mobile Bay Keeper has taken samples from the river to understand the impact. Those results are expected to be released today. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
We get it. You don't want a sales pitch. Just the insurance you need at a price you can afford. You also want to know you'll be taken care of when you file a claim. With a 95% customer claim satisfaction rating, you can rest easy knowing Alpha Insurance will be there when you need us.
All for a better life.
Learn more about our auto, home, and life insurance options today.
All for a better life.
At alphainsurance.com.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayous City Hand & Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand & Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand & Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
The U.S. government's deficit for the fiscal year that just ended is $200 billion more than last year, just under $1 trillion, according to the latest figures from the Congressional Budget Office. Correspondent Christine Romans.
Of course, the White House dismissed the deficit, saying a roaring Trump economy would fix it. Instead, it's been a drip, drip, drip of downgraded growth forecasts and rising risks.
President Trump's controversial decision to pull U.S. troops out of the way so Turkish forces can sweep into northern Syria opens a path for them to go after the Kurds, who have been American allies. Reporting from Istanbul, Nick Payton Walsh says the Kurds have been guarding thousands of captured ISIS fighters, but that's in doubt now.
It's very hard to keep those facilities entirely secure, but if the Syrian Kurds have to rush their forces north to repel a Turkish invasion, that will certainly suffer.
European Council President Donald Tusk has angrily addressed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson that Brexit is not some stupid blame game, asking him where he wants to take the fast deteriorating talks. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. GM submitted a new contract proposal to the UAW yesterday morning as the union's nationwide strike against GM entered its fourth week. The Detroit Free Press says the company was still awaiting the union's response by early evening. Details of what was in the proposal remain confidential, but key to the union's demands is a stronger guarantee that GM will build traditional vehicles as opposed to electric or autonomous cars in U.S. plants. The U.S. has added 28 Chinese entities to an export blacklist, citing their role in Beijing's repression of Muslim minorities in northwest China, just days before high-level trade talks are set to resume in Washington. The move bars the named entities from purchasing U.S. products. Discovery-backed digital publisher Group 9 Media has agreed to acquire women-focused publisher Pop Sugar, the latest merger among new media firms, hoping that greater scale will help them sell online ads. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Dallas. Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
We're at 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. I guess before the good news for today, you said we flirted with record book highs again yesterday.
Yeah, we actually got up to 91 yesterday afternoon. The record was 92. And it looks like today, though, we're not going to reach the 90-degree mark. We did have a cold front. A weak funnel system moved through late yesterday. Most areas were dry, but we did have some big thunderstorms formed on the Mississippi coast. Also, some thunderstorm activity down around Gulf Shores and in southern Baldwin County. But for most of the region, no rain. At the airport, officially a trace of rain, so it wasn't even measurable. So far for the month of October, at the airport, 0.01 inches of rainfall. Now, today, look for plenty of sunshine, and it'll be dry. Temperatures up around 85, 86 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We will cool down into the 60s. We're in the upper 60s this morning. We'll be in the mid-60s for tomorrow morning, so around 65 or 66 degrees. Looking ahead to the rest of tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny. Just a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon. High tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. Thursday, same thing. Plenty of sunshine, isolated shower or two. Highs in the upper 80s. And as we get into Friday, a little better chance that we could see some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny on Friday, but a stronger cold front will be moving in. High on Friday will be in the upper 80s. That front comes in for the weekend. Saturday, slight chance of a thunderstorm, high only in the low 80s. And Saturday night, we're going to get into the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, should be a sunny day and a high temperature, mainly in the mid-80s. So it looks like a real nice weekend ahead with some cooler temperatures.
When we get this transition, is this going to have any severe weather associated with this?
Doesn't look like it. Looks like just a few thunderstorms for Friday, perhaps into Friday evening. But we badly need the rain over the area, and it doesn't look like this is going to be much of a rain producer.
All right. So, I'm looking at not a drought-busting kind of rain.
Yeah, it's especially only a trace at the airport, but I'm sure the folks down the Mississippi coast had a couple of inches of rain with those heavy thunderstorms.
Yeah, it's an interesting nature of how we get thunderstorms around here sometimes of the year, where one area, like you've pointed out, the big soaker we had here in Mobile back in September, and then areas, 25 miles from there, 20 miles from there, didn't hardly get anything.
Absolutely nothing, yes. And again, most of the area in southwest Alabama and interior areas of Mississippi and northwest Florida are still very, very dry. And here we are now into the month of October, which is normally the driest month of the year.
Hey, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
We've got a bit of activity. No named storms at the moment, but we have a lot of tropical waves that been looking at. There's one just off the Carolina coast that looks like it could develop, but it's going to go out into the open Atlantic. There's another tropical wave in South Florida. It is going to stay out eventually into the Atlantic. Another one in the middle of the Atlantic that has a good chance of becoming a named storm, but it's no problem for any land area. And we also have a tropical wave coming off the African coast. So right now we don't have any named storms, just we call tropical waves.
Also, remind folks, even though, like I've pointed out, national media somehow seems to think hurricane season's over by the first day of October, but they're off on that mark.
Yeah, there's still a ways to go, and I think we're in a little bit of a lull right now, but we could see it pick up here in the next week or two, maybe the last blitz here of the season. And then things begin to taper off rapidly in November.
But on the trivia side, we have talked about this in the past. There have been, hurricanes or tropical storms into November, right? Way on past hurricane season.
Yeah, they've been in November, and then we have had a few that have been in December. In 2005, which was the most active year on record, we had activity well into December.
Wow.
That particular year, we had 27 named storms and had to go into the Greek alphabet to complete the names for the season.
Remember that. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. And obviously, the man's got the tropical weather thing on lock, watching the tropics for us all hurricane season long. 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up. Dalton's got sports and Kelly's got headlines all next.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just wrapping up the accident off of 45 St. Stephen's Road and Lot Road. A minor fender bender, not in the roadway at all. Looks great across the Bayway and no delays from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner of Theodore and Mobile. No new wrecks in the roadways. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale. November is highlighted by the men's team hosting the Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center on Tuesday night, November 12th. Tickets only $10. Find yours at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Yeah, they're back at it again. Petition out here to change the day of Halloween. The stuff, if you've been on a tear about this for years, the Halloween and Costume Association. What must their convention be like?
Oh, so much fun.
Halloween and Costume Association says over, and they're going to go, you know, I'm telling you, this is, you hear it in politics, you hear it everywhere. It's for the children.
Yeah, always.
It's for the children. They say over 3,000 injuries are reported each year on October 31st. Because it can fall on a weeknight or whatever, like this year, Thursday night. They said one reason they pushed this petition to change the date of trick-or-treating to the last Saturday of the month is for safety.
Sure, sure.
Has nothing to do probably with selling more stuff.
Lots of curbs you can twist your ankle on walking around the neighborhood.
You know, it'll be, it's before, so the 31st is going to be before we go back to standard time, right? So it'll still be light. I mean, it's getting light, dark about, what, 7:30 now? And so about 5:30 or so, trick-or-treating still be in the daylight. Although it depends on how old the children are. As they get older, it's not cool. It is not cool to trick-or-treat before it gets dark.
No.
That's for babies.
So you got, it's on a Thursday this year and the next Sunday morning. So Saturday overnight, that's daylight savings time. So you're right, four days before daylight savings
time. So it's still, I mean, 5:30 in the afternoon, 6:30, you're still daylight. But yet each year you get this push and they have change.org.
Okay.
Not GoFundMe. Although in a way it is GoFundMe for them, for the Halloween and Costume Association, but they have a change.org petition up to move Halloween to the last Saturday in October.
These are like the AAA folks. We're going to hear from them every single, this time Halloween, but you know, growing up, I lived in Clark County, lived back on a dirt road, didn't have many trick-or-treaters. Actually, my brother and I were probably the only trick-or-treaters that showed up to our house, but you had to go to the neighborhood if you wanted to. Now I live in a neighborhood where we have a ton of trick-or-treaters, and it's pretty disconcerting to me. I went out and cut the grass this last weekend, like I do pretty much every other week.
Right.
I'm still finding candy wrappers. I don't know if it's from last Halloween or if people are getting an early start, but it seems like since last Halloween, every time I go to cut the grass, I'm finding like little fun-sized Kit Kats and things like that.
If your mower hits one of those fun-sized box of Nerds, then the Nerds go throw it everywhere. Then it's Ant City. The ants like it. No, so this is just a like it's not, I guess it's, no, it is a big deal. October 31st, I mean, we take away the relevance of the reason Halloween is when it is, because it's before All Souls Day. Mm-hmm. It's the eve before All Souls Day. That's part of the Christian calendar, right? So Halloween precedes it. It doesn't precede it on the 26th. It precedes it on the 31st. So unless you're going to, of course, everything is secularized, and I get that. But yeah, so the push is out there again. We'll talk about that. What do you think? Should we move it to the last Saturday in October? It's a floating holiday, or should it remain on the 31st?
I'm with the kids. I say cancel school the next day.
Nah, I like your style. So does my son. 6:45. We'll check headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Supreme Court is in session and has ruled against an Alabama death row inmate who argued his sentence is unconstitutional because a judge imposed it over the will of a jury. The Supreme Court will not review the case of Mario Dion Woodward. He was convicted of fatally shooting a Montgomery police officer during a 2006 traffic stop. A jury voted 8-4 to sentence him to life in prison, but a judge overrode that jury and imposed the death penalty in the death of police officer Keith Houts. Back in 2017, you may recall, Alabama passed a law ending the practice of judicial overrides going forward. And Woodward felt that since the state abandoned this practice, this was an acknowledgement that his sentence is unconstitutional. Now, Woodward can continue challenging the ruling, but in the lower courts. Great news if you're looking for a job. Fusaclis is hosting a hiring event this Wednesday from noon until 4 p.m. They're looking to hire full-time, part-time, and leadership positions. The company is also offering benefits, which include health insurance for their full-time crew members and a free meal during every shift worked. If you are interested, go to the Fusacli website, download an application, and bring a completed application to the event, which will take place at the Mobile Marriott at 3101 Airport Boulevard. All applicants will receive an interview on the spot. Positions will be filled at the 8 Mobile area locations, as well as in Daphne. Good luck to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at kemcobuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man is in custody after firing shots at Mobile County deputies. It happened last night on Marcus Circle West just after 10 o'clock. Captain Paul Burt says the deputies were responding to a report of shots fired. When they arrived, the suspect was still armed with a gun and shot at the officers. That suspect was tased and then arrested. No one was hurt. Happening today in Santa Rosa County, voters will head to the polls for a special election. They'll be deciding on a new 1-cent sales tax. If the tax is approved, it would replace the current half-cent sales tax. It would bring in about $180 million of revenue. Most of that money would go towards construction and improving roads in the county. In Northwest Florida, Escambia County deputies need help finding two missing teenagers. 13-year-old Jocelyn Rush was reported missing Sunday. She was last seen at her home on Truman Avenue. 16-year-old Trenton Powell was last seen on September 30th near University Parkway. He wasn't reported missing until October 4th. If you know where either teen is, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
3 of 4 Major League Baseball teams escape elimination. The San Francisco 49ers dominate on Monday Night Football, and Zion plays his first game as a New Orleans Pelican. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Four teams were on the brink of elimination in Major League Baseball Division Series yesterday. Three of the four won their games and lived to play another day. Yadier Molina was the hero for the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 4 in St. Louis. Molina hit an RBI single in the bottom of the eighth to tie the Cardinals at four with the Atlanta Braves, then came up big again in the bottom of the 10th.
Theron deals. Molina in the air. Left field. Duvall's got a great arm, but that is deep. Wong ready to run. He tags. Here he comes. Duvall's throw. No chance. And the Cardinals have won Game 4.
That walk-off call from TBS, it sets up a winner-take-all Game 5 in Atlanta tomorrow afternoon. The Braves are trying to advance to the franchise's first NL Championship Series since 2001. Mike Foltynewicz will start for Atlanta while Jack Flaherty gets the call for the Cards. In the other National League Division Series, Ryan Zimmerman hit a three-run homer, and the Washington Nationals forced Game 5 in LA with a 6-1 win over the Dodgers.
In the air to left center field, hit pretty well. Bellinger goes back, leaping, it's gone! Ryan Zimmerman, a three-run shot!
That was Ernie Johnson on TBS. Max Scherzer pitched a heck of a game for the Nats. He started and went seven innings with seven strikeouts and only one earned run. Game 5 is tomorrow night. In the American League, Tampa Bay tied a franchise record with four home runs in a 10-3 win over Houston. Here's outfielder Kevin Kiermaier's three-run homer put the Rays ahead 3-1 in the bottom of the second.
Frankie's 2-1 pitch. A high drive to deep right center field. Back goes Reddick. Back near the wall. It is out of here!
The call from MLB Network, Zach Greinke started on the mound for the Astros and was hammered by the Rays, giving up six runs in 3 2/3 innings. Houston leads the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at 6 in Houston. The New York Yankees became the first team to advance to the championship series. The Bronx Bombers hit two homers and finished a three-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins with a 5-1 win. Here's Yankees manager Aaron Boone after the win.
The way we played tonight was championship caliber baseball. I mean, you know, we scored five runs. It was tough for us a little bit offensively, but obviously putting up five runs is a good night.
They'll face either Houston or Tampa in the ALCS. On Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers jumped out to an early lead and remain undefeated after beating the Cleveland Browns 31-3. The Niners put up seven on their first offensive play of the game.
And he's got this running game working, as you see with Matt Breida. And look at the speed on Breida. What a way to start it. 83-yard touchdown.
San Francisco's 4-0 now. They're one of only two remaining undefeated teams in the NFL alongside New England. Zion Williamson donned a New Orleans Pelicans jersey for the first time in a live game last night as the Pelicans faced the Atlanta Hawks in a preseason game.
One.
Pelicans come away. Lonzo on the bounce. Holiday, give and go to Zion. Two-hander.
Zion had some backboard-shattering dunks and showed his strength, picking up 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists in 28 minutes. The Pelicans won the game 133-109. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. Starting to see some backup along Airport and Dalton at 65, but light traffic now from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, and across the Bayway and the Causeway, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A couple of updates from the Mobile Area Water and Sewer System regarding sanitary sewer overflows. Maws responded to a sanitary sewer overflow on October the 4th at 1510 Dolphin Street. That's where approximately 1,080 gallons of wastewater overflowed into the Three Mile Creek as a result of a break on a public lateral. Maws crews, they did clear the blockage and are taking steps to prevent further overflows at that location. Moss also responded to a sanitary sewer overflow on October the 7th at a private manhole near 833 University Boulevard. That's where approximately 235 gallons of wastewater overflowed into Eslava Creek as a result of a grease blockage. Good news, the grease blockage has been cleared. Just a reminder, grease blockages occur when foods containing fats, oil, or grease are put down the drain. Moss, though, does provide free containers for grease recycling. To learn more or to get your recycling container, you can visit itseasytobeungreasy.com. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Providence Hospital will be lit in pink for the month of October, and they're offering free mammograms to those who qualify. Those mammograms will be available at the Providence Breast Center, and there's an open house on October the 24th. The Breast Center at Providence Hospital is a state-of-the-art facility staffed by specially trained physicians and other caregivers who are trained in the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of breast cancer. Mammograms will be available to women ages 40 to 64 who meet the Alabama Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program guidelines at the Providence Breast Center Open House. Again, that's Thursday, October the 24th from 4 to 6 p.m. If you'd like more information, call 251-266-2852. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Hour number two on the way. We'll check in with Dr. Bill and national news from Westwood One, plus more updates from WKRG. Y'all stay close.